I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mike Keith is the voice of the Tennessee Titans. Their season gets underway. Obviously, last night, Texans kick off the season with the Chiefs. Lots to get to with him. He joins us now. Mike, how you doing, man? Appreciate the time, as always.
Oh, it's great to be with you guys. I'm so glad we got football, right?
Oh, it's
100%.
I do think it requires just a little bit of perspective, because there was a time not too long ago where I think we all wondered whether or not we're going to have it.
Well, and I think what you have to come down to in all of this, and, you know, it's known as the NFL, the no fun league, and Goodell's been criticized, you know, at various times, and rightfully so at certain moments. But you have to credit everybody associated with the NFL, because they aimed every bit of this offseason at September 10th. They said quite clearly, everything is on the table for discussion. We will be flexible. Now, gentlemen, I've worked in the National Football League for 23 years. Flexibility is not something the NFL has ever been known for, because the football people want something, the players want something, the agents want something, the coaches want something, the owners want something. I mean, it's always something different. But everybody said, we're going to be flexible. Mm-hmm. If we have to change training camp, if we have to test every day, whatever they had to do, everybody worked together, because they said, we're trying to get to September 10th. And they reached their goal by being flexible, which I think is really impressive.
No, you're exactly right. I think they provided a real model, right? Unlike Major League Baseball, a real model as to how to do this thing and do it right. So there's no question about that. Mike, I got to tell you, I was watching that game last night, and I have two takeaways. One is that the Chiefs still awesome, actually, and also that the Texans are not. I saw an offense that was not anywhere close to as explosive as they were last year, clearly sorely missing DeAndre Hopkins, and that is really welcome news for the Tennessee Titans. What'd you think?
Well, here's what I think. 6 months ago, when they traded DeAndre Hopkins, I was on top of a mountain in Arizona, and I told my wife, I said, I want you to take a picture of me, because I'm afraid of heights. I said, I'm going to climb to this high place, and I'm going to stand out on what looks like this ledge, because I'm so happy that DeAndre Hopkins is not in our division anymore. I am so happy that I don't ever have to, you know, it'll be 4 years before we see DeAndre Hopkins. Now, maybe we see him in the Super Bowl. Great. That means we made the Super Bowl. I'll live with it. But he was such a pain in our butt, because – he played 7 of his 13 games against us. He went for over 100 yards.
Wow.
And he had a 200-yard game. I mean, the guy's crazy good. So, listen, I think Bill O'Brien's really smart. I'm a huge fan of Deshaun Watson, even though he plays in our division. I think they have a good defense. J.J. Watson, all-time great player. I get it. But you can't convince me they're better because DeAndre Hopkins is in Arizona. You cannot, you will not be able to convince anyone associated with the Tennessee Titans that was a bad thing for the Titans and the rest of the division. And I think it's going to take them some time to figure out how they replace him, if they can at all. You know, they again, they have good players. And they may end up having a real good team. They may win the division again. Who knows? But you can't convince me, no matter what you do or say, that they are better off without DeAndre Hopkins.
No, I think both John and I are both with you on that. So you turn it to that other team in the AFC South, Indy, with its new quarterback and Phillip Rivers. Are you expecting, it sounds like, Mike, that in terms of the battle for this division, I mean, you said, you know, Houston could win it again, but is Indy the biggest competition? How much do you believe in Phillip Rivers united with Frank Reich and sort of that combination? Does he have anything left?
But now, just remember, 2 years ago, Houston started 0-3 and won the division.
That's true.
That's right. So, but we can't count them out.
So I've probably seen way too much. And here's the thing that Houston has going for them as of today. They don't have to go back to Kansas City again. That's over with. And a lot of times getting your tough games out of the way early turns out to be a real boon. And so we'll see if that happens. I refuse to count Houston out.
Okay.
Not because I'm being in any way, shape, or form superstitious. I think they have a nice club. I really do.
Sure.
Indy's scary because Rivers is the perfect guy to go with that offensive line, that run game, and that defense. That's a good team. And if Phillip Rivers still has anything left, and I think he does, we've seen him the last 2 years, he could not have gone to a place where they will be able to utilize him better. Because here's the thing. He doesn't have to be 30-year-old Phillip Rivers to help them go deep into the playoffs. Because, man, they are. And who would have ever thought we'd have said this about Indy in the Peyton Manning days? But because they were the ultimate great finesse team, one of the greatest finesse teams of all time. Now they're one of the most physical teams in the NFL.
We are, of course, talking to Mike Keith, voice of Tennessee Titans. You can catch him on Monday Night Football, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Mike Keith's, of course, going to be on the action. Mike, who is it more important for to sort of replicate the season that they had last year, Ryan Tannehill or Derrick Henry?
Ryan Tannehill, because he had one of the great seasons in NFL history. I mean, you guys probably know this stat, but this is rather amazing. Ryan Tannehill is one of only three quarterbacks in NFL history to complete 70% of his passes in a season where he averages over 9 yards per attempt. The other two are Sammy Baugh and Joe Montana. So if you give me the choice, I'll say, hey, give me that again, because that's historically – that in 101 years of the NFL, that's historically all-time good. I don't think he'll do that again.
Right.
So I'm being a little facetious in saying I hope that happens, but I do think it falls more on Tannehill, because if Tannehill is even in the neighborhood, he's a Pro Bowl quarterback again. And if he does that, the Tennessee Titans will be just fine.
How good is this defense going to be? Does Simmons come through, emerge in his second year? What kind of impact does Clowney make? How good can this defense be if healthy?
I don't know that you will say right away that they are the dominant superstar-type defense. I think it might take a minute because there are still some parts. You know, we don't know if Clowney plays Monday. We think he probably does. We don't know if Vic Beasley plays on Monday. Derek Roberson, a really good young edge rusher who situationally may end up being fantastic. You know, we don't know if he plays. We don't know who's calling the defense. We think it's Vrabel, but we don't know that.
Right.
And he had no preseason to work that out. So I think it may take the defense a while. It may end up being really good. You know, there's 7 first-round picks on that defense. And the other part of it, too, to me, is Jeffrey Simmons. Jeffrey Simmons is as good a prospect as we have had on the defensive side of the ball in the time that I've been here. Doesn't guarantee he's going to be a Pro Bowl player, you know? I mean, we don't know. But this young man is a phenomenal talent. He's a worker. He's healthy. He plays the run. He has pass rush ability. I mean, he's Albert Haynesworth-esque in that he can do both. A lot of those guys can't. You know, some some dudes are just in there to rush the passer.
Right.
Some are in there to just clog everything up. Jeffrey can do both. And Jeffrey is a pro. He has really put in the time. He was able to stay here in the off season because he was less than a year removed from surgery. Even during COVID, he was able to go in and do rehab. And so Jeffrey not only is not wearing his knee brace anymore, he doesn't even know where it is.
Wow.
I asked him, I said, hey, did you sort of hang it up on the wall as a reminder? And he went, well, that's interesting. He goes, I don't even know where it is right now. And I said, that's a good sign.
Good for him.
Yep.
Good
yep.
for the Titans.
We are talking to Mike Keith, voice of the Tennessee Titans. Titans Broncos on a Monday night right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Mike, I think there are certain players in this league who get contracts, who get paid. You know, Le'Veon Bell, and you see a little bit of a different effort. I don't think Derrick Henry is in that category. What do you expect from him after he gets this obviously big four-year deal? What do you expect from him this season?
Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry's greatest weapon, outside of the fact that he's bigger than most people, which is obviously a good thing if you're playing football, his biggest weapon is his consistency. Derrick Henry is a consistent person. He's a consistent practice player. He's consistent in how he deals with the media. He's really no different than he was the day he walked through the door. Now, Derrick Henry knows who he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he knows he's a Heisman Trophy winner from Alabama. He knows he's the all-time record holder for high school. He knows he led the league in rushing last year. But Derrick's Derrick. And that's why when you ask me the question about is it more important for Tannehill or Henry, I know what Henry's going to do. You know, I 100% know what you're going to get out of him because he never changes. And it's really been impressive to watch what he does. I mean, you know, he already had a couple of bucks in the bank because of the whole Heisman Trophy thing. And, you know, he has an endorsement or two. He shows up different places. I don't think he was hurting for money. And so he didn't get caught up. He took the deal in July. He came in and said, let's do this. And it was a lot easier than what anybody thought it would be. But that's Derrick. Derrick wants to play, man. And he also rushed for 28 yards at Denver on Monday or last year. Don't be surprised if he doesn't have that at the end of the first drive.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, man, this is great stuff as always. We appreciate the time.
Thank you,
Mike. Good to catch up. We'll be listening on Monday, man. Thanks.
Be good, guys.
Yep. He is Mike Keith. Titans Broncos on Monday night right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.